Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christina Podnar is here. Christina's back. Digital marketing innovator, principal of Native Trust Consulting, certified as a change management practitioner, author of The Power of Digital Policy, and a great member of our Brain Trust. Christina with a K, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me back, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. So, Christina, one of the things that is really... has been taking hold in corporate America now for several years is tracking their marketing and sales activity digitally, using AI, using the technology to track what they do, what their performance is. There's an old saying in marketing, I've forgotten which one of the old guys on Madison Avenue said it, but he said, "I know half of my advertising budget is working, I just don't know which half." and so, but today that's passé. That term doesn't have to apply. And so the bottom line is the technology, the practices are there. They're well developed. The problem is they're a little sophisticated and a little bit difficult for small businesses to get their heads around. Can you make it simple for us and make it happen?
I hope so, Jim, because that's what we all need. We need some simplification. And I think it's very important, especially in this marketing automation arena, to know that the market has been evolving for so long that we're finally at a point where small businesses can benefit from it, because the key, obviously, for all of us in small businesses is finding a tool that can automate the many components of marketing at once and do so in a way that doesn't compete for your attention with all of the other things you have to do. So, three things to think about. For most everybody out there who's a small business, make sure you're focusing on a customer data platform is the first thing. It's often talked about as a CDP for shorthand, but all you have to know is that it's a software, and it's a specifically piece of software that creates persistent records around your customers. So knowing things about your customers, like their attributes, right, who they are, what they like, what they buy from you, what they don't buy from you.
Can I stop you for a second, Christina? Folks, nothing she said is information you don't already have. You already know these things. If you've been doing business with somebody for 20 years, you instinctively, you automatically, it's in your brain, you know that they like brown, not blue. You know they like it on Tuesday, not Wednesday. All you got to do is start collecting that and merging it and managing it, right? And now we have the tools.
Absolutely right.
Now we have the tools that not only are granular in their application for us, but they're also granular in their budget for us. What do you think?
That's actually a critical point, Jim. And that's what I was saying earlier is these customer data platforms and automated marketing tools have been around for ages, but they've always been aimed at IBM. Which is wonderful for IBM, but it doesn't work for you and me and the other small businesses out there.
Right.
Now we're finally at a point where we have these ready-to-use solutions, meaning that you don't have to be a developer. You don't have to do a whole bunch of stuff. They're immediately ready to be used. They're hosted by somebody else. All you have to do is create an account that is budget-friendly. Okay, so you use the nail on the head there. Some technical resources might be required longer term, but it's a very, very low level. And it's nothing that needs an extensive technical skill level. So don't be afraid if you're a small business owner. These tools can give you a single customer view, right, which is really critical. You can understand all of that data that you already inherently have, but you can see it in an easy 360-degree view. So you can understand what types of services, what types of products, when to deliver them to your customers, and what easy ways to do that.
Well,
another
thing I can tell you, and of course, we got two different things here, folks. One is managing customers who their experience is giving you information, And the other is managing your marketing, advertising, outreach, your push marketing, so that you can and pull marketing, so you can determine what's working. But in terms of customers, this data, these systems will also give you a red flag if something changes. Wait a minute, this customer has brought this brown thing from us every Wednesday for the last 20 years. They haven't bought anything on Wednesday from us for the last 2 months. What's going on? It tells you. I'm oversimplifying it, but it'll give you that information, won't it?
Absolutely. And this is critical as the pandemic is disrupting all of us, because we're seeing changes in terms of how people like to buy things, what they're buying, how they're talking to us, and even how they want to get things.
Right.
And so having that visibility and understanding that is critical, not just for your existing customers, as you said, Jim, but also understanding for new prospects, right? So actually having that data, having that information allows you a way to integrate with other tools, things like social media, things like your email. Your inventory system. All of that comes together to provide a single view of existing customers, but it also gives you predictive assessments for new prospects. Who should you be targeting? Mm-hmm. How should you be targeting them? And they integrate with those third-party tools. If you want to maybe create a new community or campaign on Instagram, you can do that and track that and start to understand and get visibility into what's working, what's not. Who are your prospects? Are they responding? Where are you converting? And conversely, are you able to keep those sales going that you've had previously? And if not, what do you have to change in order to get that right? Very critical for everything.
This is a way for you to compete in a digital age against Amazon, against Walmart, and here's the thing I keep reminding people about, Christina. We don't have to conquer the world. Walmart and Amazon, literally, every day they wake up, they have to conquer the world, planet Earth. As a small business owner, all we have to do is conquer our neighborhood. You know, how many more customers do you need this year? 20? Amazon needs 20 million new customers. You need 20. I mean, pick them off one at a time. You got the time. And by doing this, you can leverage this technology in a way that allows you to spend your money on other things, like training your salespeople better or providing better service. Christina, I need your website quickly, please.
Absolutely. Go to thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com.
All right. So check it out. We're going to come right back after the break and talk about this, some more of this, with our good friend Christina Podnar and Jim Blassing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.